Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, at Solomon Brothers. It's percentage week. It's back for 1 week only, September 16th through the 22nd. Save up to 60% off everything in the showroom. Visit them online at SolomonBrothers.com. That's SolomonBrothers.com. Hello, Bo.
So, y'all know me. I'm not one to brag on my kids. Oh, wait. Yes, I am.
Speaking of content.
Who am I trying to fool? So, Saturday morning, the fall 2024 season for the Norcross Lady Blue Devils 10U team home opener versus Buford Wolves, the big bad scary Buford Wolves.
Whatever.
Let me set the scene like this. It's a back and forth game for three innings. We hang with this team for the entire three innings. My starting pitcher held their team to only one run in the first. We got three. You can only get three.
What?
So it's kind of, yeah, there's a run limit until you get to the fourth inning. You can get five.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We hung with them for three innings. Here comes the fourth inning. We're the home team, so they bat first. While they are hitting, time runs out. My starting pitcher went the first three innings. She was looking kind of gassed in the third one, so I put it in another pitcher. This is a girl that hadn't pitched at all yet. This is her debut. Just started pitching this season. Gets into a little trouble. Get a couple of rinky-dink base hits. Walks a couple people. They end up scoring two runs on her. And then she walks the bases loaded, and then I'm like, all right, we need to win this game. I hate to do this in the middle of an inning, but I pulled her. And I called on Juice Johnson. I had no intent on Olivia pitching in this game at all. I'm trying to save her for Wednesday because she's going to start. All right, so Juice Johnson comes into the game. Let me set the scenario for you. Bases loaded, no outs. We're down by one. Time is expired.
It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot to be in.
She faces four hitters. Strikeout, walks a run in. Bases were loaded, strikeout.
Yeah.
Wow.
Strikes out the side, comes in. Completely unaware until that moment that she was even going to pitch. Comes in, bases loaded, no outs, no time on the clock, strikes out the side.
Way to go.
Like a Tyler Matzik moment.
Bro.
Way to go, Juice.
Huge.
That's
moment.
Awesome. That's
grandparents
so cool.
were there.
That's so cool.
Sister was there from UGA.
Cool.
Like, the whole family was there, bro, for this experience.
I bet she was walking on air the rest of the weekend.
Oh, it was
way to
fantastic.
Go,
I had to call her like four or five times until
that's awesome,
I was over.
That's
awesome.
That is awesome.
We didn't get the job done at the bottom of the inning. We lose to Buford by two runs, but, you know,
still,
they blow a lot of teams out in this league, and we hung with them.
That's really
cool. It's a fun season.
Way to go, Juice.
Maybe
so that's
juicy.
One hero on the weekend. Another hero on the weekend, Roberto Clemente, who yesterday was Roberto Clemente Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Braves honoree or nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award that will be given out during the World Series is Chris Sale, who's also probably going to win the Cy Young and maybe even the Comeback Player of the Year. So go to Braves.com, vote for Chris Sale, Roberto Clemente Award. That's another hero. You know who another hero is? Sometimes heroes don't wear capes. They actually wear Green Bay Packers jerseys. So Malik Willis gets his first win yesterday as a professional football player, if I'm not mistaken. But there was one play in particular that he became a hero on. It's 3rd and 10, down where you normally pass the ball. Well, Malik Willis pulls the ball down and runs it. Malik, why?
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that 3rd down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like,
yeah, threw up on it.
That's the first time I have ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation and it's 3rd down and I've never had a throw with vomit on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
So there is video of this. You can see it.
Yeah.
Center throws up directly on the ball right before it snaps.
Oh, right on the ball.
Can you imagine throwing a ball with the spiral in the
seems very
oh my
slippery.
Goodness gracious a lot.
It seems very bad. I've only thrown it one time and it was pretty bad. It was bad.
Didn't you throw up on a guy?
Yes. I threw up going in motion on the quarterback. Yes, I did. And it was crazy because I was so sick. I was so sick. It was hot.
Yeah.
And
I was, you had the flu or something?
It was hot. And I was I took these damn, I forget, these pills we take for the pill. Like adrenaline pills. I took too many.
Ooh.
And I mean, everything was going so fast. Ooh. And I remember it was like third and goal. I was going by in motion. And I threw up on Jay Fiedler's ass. All right. Threw up on him. Threw it right there, and you can see him literally wipe his hand, and then the next play he throws me a touchdown. The next play.
So no hard feelings.
The next play caught touchdown.
No hard feelings.
Yeah, threw up all over.
Puke and rally.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it was. Exactly what it was. Because it was crazy. Because you remember when that on that movie how they're looking at Billy Bob, how they looking at him, and that's how it was like in the huddle, and Ruddy them looking like, oh Randy, you about to go, aren't you? I said, maybe. And it just,
oh man. I'm glad he didn't hold it against you, though.
I didn't. He didn't. But yeah, if you watch the film, it's so funny because I just threw up all in the back of him.
Yeah, that's
it's pretty nasty.
All right, well, I guess there's a precedent there.